From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September the 27th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that embattled Windham Town Supervisor Stacy Post has formed the Have a Voice Party. Post's name, along with the names of Laura Chase, Cynthia Bruno, and Deborah Sherman, will appear on the line on the November ballot. Post is seeking her second two-year term as supervisor. Chase and Bruno are candidates for town council, and Sherman is running for town clerk. Post sought the Republican endorsement, but was rebuffed when the GOP chose to support Robert Pelham instead. She also failed to secure a repeat endorsement from the Independence Party as well. Ryan finds Have a Voice, the third-party name chosen by Post, ironic given the incumbent supervisor's decision to terminate all interaction with the media a year ago. Post does not speak publicly about matters related to her duties as supervisor, her political intentions, or her criminal indictment and pending trial. There has been no communication from Post, Chase, Bruno, or Sherman about their positions on the issues or the reasons behind the decision to seek public office. Post is currently facing felony charges over allegations that she placed audio and video recording devices in Windham Town Hall to monitor the conversations of town employees and visitors. She pleaded not guilty to the allegations and has challenged the constitutionality of a search warrant executed by state police in March of 2014. The case has been pending for 18 months. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Register-Star that the Columbia County Industrial Development Agency has finalized a 33-acre land transfer and financing of the proposed Ginsburg's Food expansion. This comes after Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek's May ruling against the Ghent Planning Board decision to deny the company a special use permit for the expansion. John Brucey, the Food and Service Distributors Vice President of Operations, said, and I quote, "We have submitted all of our applications to get building permits from the towns of Ghent and Claverick. As soon as we get those, we will be breaking ground. We are very excited to finally move forward on this opportunity," end quote. In a statement released last week, the company stated 225 full-time jobs will remain in the county and an additional 25 full-time jobs will be created as a direct result of the expansion. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Chris Bragg is reporting at Capital Confidential that the state's top election watchdog quietly filed a lawsuit last month that could set a precedent curbing candidates' ability to accept coordinated donations through the LLC loophole. The civil case pits Risa Sugarman, the chief enforcement counsel for the State Board of Elections, against the campaign of Shirley Patterson, a candidate who ran unsuccessfully for a Brooklyn State Assembly seat in a May special election. Sugarman's lawsuit challenges the idea that donations to Patterson's campaign made through various limited liability companies allegedly controlled by the same person count separately under donation limits. Sugarman's case does not go after Glenwood Management, a Long Island developer that has used the loophole to pour millions into local elections. Glenwood has been the biggest donor to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and other state elected officials. You can read that full story in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Village Mayor Carol Weaver announced last week the creation of a committee in collaboration with the town of Kinderhook to explore the feasibility of sharing Department of Public Works services. The village, DPW garage, and most of its equipment were destroyed in a fire in May. The village board could choose to rebuild the garage and replace the equipment, or it could decide to have the town DPW take over public works of the village. Kinderhook has a similar agreement with the village of Valencia to perform DPW services, which includes snow plowing, road repair, and other construction projects. Weaver made the committee announcement at a village board meeting, and several residents inquired about the details of the plan. The mayor stressed that the public would be informed as matters progress. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential on the ongoing effort by a group of secessionists trying to get a part of the upstate to break away from the existing state of New York. Carlin writes that while the idea of separating upstate and downstate is not a new one, the notion has gained momentum with the banning of fracking and the passage of the SAFE Act. Proponents want to either join Pennsylvania or establish a new state called New Amsterdam. Pennsylvania option would require the approval of both the Pennsylvania and New York legislatures, as well as the U.S. Congress. The creation of New Amsterdam could be accomplished through the state constitutional convention process. Supporters say secession is about reclaiming economic opportunities and restoring liberties. A rally in support of secession will be held in Bainbridge, Chenango County, Sunday, August the 30th. Organizations represented at the rally will include Americans for Restoring the Constitution, Oath Keepers, Tri-County Tea Party, and We the People of New York Incorporated. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 78 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday it will be sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. And on Saturday, isolated thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, isolated thunderstorms before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:37 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 27th day of August 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.